AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer took to the floor to denounce a leaked Supreme Court draft opinion that would overturn Roe versus Wade, which legalized abortion nearly 50 years ago.
Several of these conservative justices, who are in no way accountable to the American people, have lied to the U.S. Senate, ripped up the Constitution, and defiled both precedent and the Supreme Court's reputation, all at the expense of tens of millions of women.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham calls the original decision a power grab. He also dismisses the pending ruling as a campaign issue heading into the November midterm elections.
I think it will be a new issue, particularly at the state level, but I think most people, quite honestly, are going to be are not single-issue voters.
The draft concerns a case involving Mississippi's law, which bans abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Outside the state's only abortion clinic, Jackson Women's Health Organization, escort Dorenda Hancock says the clinic is only seeing the women, both in-state and out-of-state, who can afford the trip.
It's only the people who can afford to get here that we're seeing. It makes you think about all the people left behind at home that can't afford to get here, that can't make the trip. How are they faring?
Texas Republican State Senator Brian Hughes, who authored the most restrictive law in the nation, which bans abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, says he's looking forward to Roe versus Wade ending up on the ash heap of history. President Biden traveled to a Lockheed Martin plant in Troy, Alabama, that makes Javelin anti-tank weapons, now being used by Ukrainian troops against Russian forces.
You're allowing the Ukrainians to defend themselves. And quite frankly, they're making fools of the Russian military in many instances.
The U.S. has provided at least 7,000 javelins, about a third of its stockpile, to Ukraine. This is AP News. Three men are charged with murder in a mass shooting before dawn, April 3rd, as bars and nightclubs emptied in downtown Sacramento. Six people were killed. The CDC wants people in this country to keep wearing masks on public transportation.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a statement Tuesday restating their recommendation that anyone ages 2 and older should wear a well-fitting face mask on planes, trains, and buses, as well as in airports and train stations. That's despite a ruling last month from a federal judge in Florida that struck down a national mask mandate on public transportation. The Justice Department is appealing that decision at the CDC's request. Health officials cited the current spread of coronavirus and future projections. The latest data shows high case counts and an uptick in hospital admissions in parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin, Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, northern Pennsylvania, and much of upstate New York. Despite the increase, there appears to be little appetite among exhausted state and local officials to bring back indoor mask or vaccination card requirements. Jennifer King, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.